This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. All this week, we've been sharing conversations around the coronavirus, now known as COVID-19. Tim Sakahara is a spokesman for the State Transportation Department. He sat down with us earlier this morning to talk about a recent docking of a cruise ship in Honolulu, which made a decision not to disembark its passengers this past weekend.
Well, we certainly understand that there's a lot of attention and maybe even some anxiety from the folks out there. So regarding the one ship you mentioned, that's the Nippon Maru. And it was a passenger cruise ship based out of Japan, but it was coming from Ensenada, Mexico. And the ship itself, the leadership or captain of that ship made its own decision to not allow its passengers to disembark when they got to Honolulu Harbor. It was only going to be here for a day stop anyway before it moved on to Japan. But the ship itself did not allow passengers to disembark. That wasn't a state or federal government directive. That was on its own, just, I think, out of an abundance of caution. There's a lot of attention on cruise ships. I mean, even the other day, there was a passenger cruise ship that had nothing to do with Asia, but it left port and came back, and media jumped on assumptions that, oh, it had to do something with the COVID-19 or coronavirus and things. And no, it hadn't. A passenger had suffered a heart attack and needed additional medical attention, so it just came back to port to be able to help that passenger.
And that port was?
Honolulu Harbor and things. But what I can say regarding harbors is that the DOT is working with the United States Coast Guard. The Coast Guard is the lead and the captain of the port. It has issued a directive that any passenger cruise ships that have been in China within the last 14 days will not be allowed to port at any of Hawaii's harbors, first and foremost. Although I should also mention that there are no regularly scheduled cruise ships coming from China at all. Not to say that one specially couldn't come, but there really aren't any passenger cruise ships from China at this point, and there haven't been any scheduled. Regarding cargo ships, because certainly cargo ships do come from all over the world, it's similar. So any cargo ship that has been in port in China within the last 14 days, that crew will not be able to disembark. And they are required, if any of those crew members do suffer any symptoms or display any symptoms, they are required to tell authorities and the captain of the port. I should say, too, though, that any cargo ship typically that comes from China to Honolulu takes about 14 days to a month anyway, just in transit to get here. So really, that 14-day quarantine period will likely take place over while it's overseas and while it's en route to Honolulu. And I should also say that there are very few actual cargo ships coming from China. From my understanding, it's really every other week or so, every 2 weeks or so, or beyond that. So there aren't that many. It's not like they were coming in every day.
And what about fishing vessels?
Well, from China? I mean, it would be the same thing, right? They would have to do the same requirements. From my understanding, though, there aren't really any China-based fishing vessels that come to Hawaii.
Okay, and then the Coast Guard would be monitoring
correct,
that situation.
Correct. And again, and if anybody displayed any symptoms, they would have to tell authorities. And then actually, if they did, then the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would come over and then inspect that crew member or those people at the harbors, just like they do at the airports.
Okay. And then I know that earlier this week, Lieutenant Governor Josh Green met with a number of the unions, I think the stevedores, a number of public unions as well, just because of the concern about this very thing. And I believe the State Health Department has updated the guidelines for employers just to allay their employees' fears about these things.
Correct. And at the airports, DOT has been meeting with employees, and that's not just state employees, but that's private employees or airline employees, anybody who works at the airport, and not just at Honolulu, but at the neighbor islands as well, just to be able to provide some information directly from the sources. We've been joined by the Department of Health, who has been a great partner in providing information. And so those have been happening at the neighbor island airports. And it gives the employees an opportunity to ask questions as well, hear the responses, and hopefully to put their minds at ease about coming to work.
And we did talk with Dr. Jim Ireland earlier in the week, you know, talking about the screening that's happening at the airports, you know, and I know he had mentioned that in the groups that he's in touch with, they flagged a concern about this virus like the first week of January. So it was obviously on people's radars, and so it's something that people, you know, have been monitoring for a while.
It has, and I will say that the state is doing a very good job. All the different agencies are partnering together, communicating with each other, and working towards managing this situation. Because, you know, like a lot of people have said, Hawaii gets a lot of international travelers from Hawaii that have traveled over Asia or the world. So it's not out of the realm for someone from Hawaii to be able to come down with this virus. Fortunately, at this point, there hasn't been any people in Hawaii, at least, that have come down with the virus. But there is a lot of coordination and efforts in addition to working with the state and the federal agencies like the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Customs and Border Protection agencies, who are the ones at the airport. Honolulu is one of 11 airports that can accept passengers who have been in China, and they are working on their screening process, which includes doing the non-contact temporal scanners to check all of the temperatures of anybody who's coming from China or had been in China. It's also important to note there are no direct flights from China at this point, though the only one we had has been suspended. But that doesn't mean someone can't come in on a layover flight or from some other country and things. And so those people are being screened.
Right. And the airlines, I believe, are, you know, they've canceled some flights, I think, through March. And I guess then it's just watching to see what transpires with this globally.
Correct. Yeah. And even the one airline, China Eastern, was the only airline that had a direct flight from Shanghai to Honolulu. It, even before all this happened, had been making arrangements to reduce that flight. It wasn't a daily flight anyway, but it was going to go down to two flights a week in March and then likely suspend that route altogether come this summer. Obviously, that got sped up a little bit because of the coronavirus, and so, but there aren't any other direct flights to anywhere in Hawaii.
What are you seeing at the airports? More people walking around with masks?
So people, fortunately, to their credit, are being very calm, which is good because there is no reason to overreact at this point from a passenger perspective. You know, the health department can talk more about their recommendations for travel, but for the most part, people are doing well. It's a personal choice at this point if they want to wear a mask. I've heard the health department experts say that, you know, if you're sick and symptomatic, I mean, the mask will help you prevent spreading your germs to other people, but it doesn't necessarily do much for protecting you from other people if they are sick, right? So for the most part, the airports are operating as normally in terms of just flights coming and going, but there are very proactive and all the federal and state partners that are working to make sure that they screen the proper people and to check people out. I will say that Honolulu, even before all this happened, was one of 20 airports in the country that already had a full-time permanent CDC quarantine station at the airport. So it was already tasked with trying to identify anybody, international travelers coming in who might display symptoms of any virus. And so they're already working to that end before all this happened. And now it's been elevated. They've added more staffing, more screeners per shift, and it's just been escalated since this all began.
That was Tim Sakahara, spokesman for the State Transportation Department, talking about the snapshot at our harbors and our airports as we screen for the COVID-19 virus.